One of the general things you hear people assert or suspect about climate change is that global warming is going to mean more fire. And actually, one of the things that we see is that because fire is controlled by different factors in different parts of the world, different climatic variables, sometimes it's precipitation patterns in space and time, sometimes it's temperature. But because fire is controlled by different interactions and different climate variables in different parts of the world, we don't actually see this wholesale increase in fire everywhere across the planet, which is actually something new, I think, that people suspected that we would. So partly it shows us a more nuanced, complex view of what fire might look like under a climate change scenario. What I think is also a bit startling is that the pace, or the relatively rapid shifts in fire activity over very large parts of the planet, I think that's new. Seeing those come out of these models, that just in the next couple of decades we're going to see very extensive and rapid shifts in fire activity, I think that's a bit of a surprise. What that probably means is that instead of climate change pushing vegetation and species around and then maybe new fire patterns, it probably means a flip-flop. It probably means climate change is going to be changing fire patterns, which is going to be pushing vegetation patterns around relatively rapidly and over very extensive parts of the planet.